News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, 7 out of 10 of us fear the planned digital euro will leave us vulnerable to technical glitches and cybercrime. That's according to new research by the Compliance Institute. We're joined by Paul C. Dwyer, CEO of Cyber Risk International. Paul, I'm going to be totally upfront here. I haven't got a clue what a digital euro is. Can you explain it to us?
Well, you're not on your own. There's lots of people out there that aren't quite sure. And I think that's part of the challenge here, is that psychologically, there's going to be a line to cross for people to actually understand what does this mean. You could argue in many ways we are already using a digital currency, as in we transfer money digitally.
I was going to say that to you. Like, I have a Revolut account. Is that not a digital euro?
In one way, you could see that as being a digital euro. But what this is going to do is it's going to take away all of those inhibitions and barriers for people dealing with cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin, which is essentially security, accountability, regulation, volatility, all of those things, because the new digital currency will be linked directly with the ECB to the euro. So it will mean that this is something that can be taken on mainstream. And as it goes mainstream, all of a sudden something that was used essentially on the fringes is now going to be a massive target for cyber threat actors, because they will go after that the vulnerability that is posed by change, essentially.
How is it more vulnerable than the sort of the quasi digital euro that I'm currently using?
Well, this is about numbers. So if all of a sudden everybody is essentially, put onto using a digital currency, not everybody has a Revolut account, not everybody uses apps to transfer money, that there's still a cash economy out there, despite the fact of what we all believe. So there is different groups of our demographic that will really struggle with this to understand. And then the burden of securing their devices to stop them from threats will be gone. But a lot of this will be down to the efforts and focus of the bad guys, because they will see this as a huge opportunity. Now, that's not to say that there are plenty of safeguards that will be put in place. There's lots of planning being done, everything else like that. But this is a shared responsibility when it comes to security, because it'll be up to people to make sure their devices are secure, that they're being used in a secure way, and so on. So there's, as I say, they're going from the fringes to the mass population. So there's just going to be a much bigger opportunity with the bad guys to find weaknesses, to find reinvented scams, phishing links, all those kind of things, to be able to access those.
Do the benefits of the digital euro still outweigh the cons?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, look, the thing is, look, we live in essentially two worlds, the real physical world and the digital world and the digital economy. We have great legislation coming in from Europe, such as the DORA Act, which is the Digital Operation Resilience Act, which essentially is setting the foundation to secure the financial sector right across Europe and indeed globally, because anybody operating in Europe has to adhere to this. I'm chairing a conference on the 27th in Dublin on this, because there's all of the banks, all of the suppliers of the banks face criminal penalties even if they don't up their game in relation to cybersecurity.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Paul C. Dwyer, CEO of Cyber Risk International, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.